Hi. Welcome back. Guess what, guess what, guess what? I'm really excited. I'm so excited. It's been a while. You know, it's been a few weeks or days. I'm not really sure. I lose track of time. But I was just, you know, relaxing today, and I thought, oh my god, I haven't read a story in a while. I haven't done a recording in a while. You know, what should I do? You know, I like reading stories, so that's what I'm gonna do. The last one I did was kind of fiasco, but I had so much fun that I couldn't resist. And so I'm gonna do another children's book. You know, I just do tons and tons of them. I always do ones that I know, so that at least I'm not that bad at them. And so the story I chose today is the story of Ferdinand. And if you know Ferdinand, he's a bull. But I'm not gonna, and that's all I'm gonna have to tell you. You gotta listen to me to know the rest. The story is by Monroe Leaf. And if you ever have the book or you've got the book, I have the book somewhere in my house, but I'm just too lazy to look for it, so I'm looking at it online. And in the book, the drawings are by Robert Onsen. I mean, the one that I had isn't the same as the one that I'm seeing online, which is weird because mine's had like red and blue and everything, but now it's like black and white, which kind of is a disappointment because that was totally the best part of that book. But yeah, I used to read that book all the time. I love that book. It just kind of resonates with me. It's something that I don't know. I mean, I've never been really quiet, but I've always been introverted, so I decided why not breathe it to you, you know? Get you all happy to know about this story. So, just sit back, relax, and yeah, I'll tell you a little bit about it. So. It goes a little bit like this. Once upon a time in Spain, there was a little bull, and his name was Ferdinand. All the other little bulls he lived with would run and jump and butt their heads together, but not Ferdinand. He liked to sit just quietly and smell the flowers. He had a favorite spot out in the pasture under a cork tree. It was his favorite tree, and he would sit in its shade all day and smell the flowers. Sometimes, his mother, who was a cow, would worry about him. She was afraid he would be lonesome all by himself. "Why don't you run and play with the other little bulls and skip and butt your head?" she would say. But Ferdinand would shake his head. "I like it better here, where I can sit just quietly and smell the flowers." His mother saw that he was not lonesome, and because she was an understanding mother, even though she was a cow, she let him just sit there and be happy. As years went by, Ferdinand grew and grew until he was very big and strong. All the other bulls who had grown up with him in the same pasture would fight each other all day. They would butt each other and stick each other with their horns. What they wanted most of all was to be picked to fight in the bull fights in Madrid. But not Ferdinand. He still liked just sitting quietly under the cork tree and smelling the flowers. One day, five men came in very funny hats to pick the biggest, fastest, roughest bull in the fight. Bull to fight. In the bull fights in Madrid. All the bulls ran around snorting and butting and leaping and jumping so the men would think that they were very, very strong and fierce and pick him. Ferdinand knew that they wouldn't pick him, and he didn't care. So he went out to his favorite cork tree to sit down. He didn't look where he was sitting, and instead of sitting on the nice, cool grass in the shade, he sat on a bumblebee. Oh, if you were a bumblebee, and a bull sat on you, what would you do? He would sting him. And that's just what this bee did to Ferdinand. Woo! Did it hurt? Ferdinand jumped up with a snort. He ran around puffing and snorting, butting and pawing the ground as if he were crazy. The five men saw him and all shouted with joy. Here was the largest, fiercest bull of them all. The one just won for the bull fights in Madrid. So they took him away from the bullfights. They took him away for the bullfight day in a cart. What a day it was. Flags were flying, bands were playing, and all the lovely ladies had flowers in their hair. They had a parade into the bull ring. Oh my god. I lost my leg. Oh, here we go. First came the banderillos with long, sharp pins with ribbons on them to stick in the bull and make him mad. Next came the picaderos, who rode skinny horses, and they had long spears to stick in the bull and make him madder. Then came the matador, the proudest of them all. He thought he was very handsome and bowed to all the ladies. He had a red cape and a sword that was supposed to stick the bull last of all. Then came the bull, and you know who that was, don't you? Ferdinand. They called him Ferdinand, the fierce of all the banderilleros. Banderilleros. And was afraid of him, and the picaderos were afraid of him, and the matador was scared stiff. Ferdinand ran into the middle of the ring, and everyone shouted and clapped because they thought he was going to fight fiercely and butt and snort and stick his horns around. But not Ferdinand. When he got to the middle of the ring and he saw the flowers in the lovely lady's hair, he just sat down quietly and slept. He wouldn't fight and be fierce no matter what they did. He just sat and smelled. And the bandoleros were mad, and the picaderos were madder, and the matador was so mad, he cried because he couldn't show off his cape and sword. So they take Ferdinand home. And all I know is he's sitting there still, under his favorite cork tree, selling the flowers just quietly. He is happy. Isn't that a wonderful story? You know, I guess if you really have to have a moral about it, it's probably that you really can't change somebody, you know. You really can't make somebody into something that you want them to be. And he wasn't the type to impress. He just wanted to be quiet and calm and smell the flowers, smell the earth. And nobody wanted to leave him alone. Not the bulls, not the matador, not the bandoleros, not the picadoras. The only person really was his mother, if you really want to think about it, because she was understanding. And I guess if you really had to think about a moral of the story, it's, I guess, acceptance of who you are, and maybe people accepting who you are and how the fact that you may not be necessarily somebody who can change. Maybe I'm being deep about it. I don't know. I really liked the story. I thought it would be interesting to read. So I hope you enjoyed, even though it was short. And I'll be back on soon. So thanks for listening. And good night.